women, y'all got it good. Women, y'all got it good. Y'all just be bumbling around, oblivious to life. I look at women like a cartoon. I look at women like a cartoon. I look at women, and it's almost like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen them cartoons where like back in the day where somebody will be walking and then it's people that's making sure that stuff happen around them to where it makes sure they don't fall, or they turn them this way so that they can keep walking. Women are just completely oblivious a lot of times to life. And that is a benefit of being a woman sometimes, depending on the type of friend group or the circle or the person that you're around or whatever. Because y'all don't even be knowing. Got to make sure that you walk on the inside of the street. You can sit there with your back to the door and just be all giggly and googly-eyed and don't know nothing that's going on. Some of y'all are privileged enough to not even have to go to the gas station, so you ain't got to worry about that. You just be getting in your car driving. You don't even know if the oil need to be changed. That's why they start, you know why they start doing the electronic systems to let you know that your oil need to be changed? Because women start getting more independent and women start being more on their own. And so guys always knew, all right, so listen, I got to change the oil every this many thousand miles. I'm going to run synthetic. You know, I'm going to run synthetic instead of regular oil. Bro, you get into a woman's car, sometimes every light is on, gas is on E. They ain't had an oil change in a long time, and the tires is bald, and the winter is coming. And they just be driving. Like, girl, you ain't got no tires. And a winter is coming. You all right? Just rolling. Just driving. Engine about to grow. Cause they ain't changed the oil in the last 20,000 miles. Like, girl, you need a man in your life. Yep, brakes are squealing. It's grinding against the rotors. Ain't even the brakes no more. It's just rotors. Metal on metal. Don't you see that change oil light on? That's why they start putting all of the electronics and stuff in the stuff, because women just be driving. They don't even think. They just be going. See all of that brake dust on your car? Girl, you got your car washed lately? No, you don't want to get that washed? Yeah, you just dusty, huh? All right. You know what? I'm so mad at Chrysler and General Motors. They make bad engines. No, you not a good maintenance person of your car. When I be hearing people saying that their cars and blew up and stuff after so long, I'm like, how? I literally had so many cars. I've never had a problem with a car as far as like mechanical. They just be going, honestly. But anyways, ain't got an alignment. And since they got the car, take the hand off the steering wheel and just go all the way to the right. Like, what are you doing? See, K. Cooper, that's exactly what y'all say. No, just buy a Toyota. It goes forever. No, you still got to change the oil, baby. You still got to get the brakes done. You still got to make sure that, you know, you get an alignment. You got to change your tires. Just because it's a Toyota does not mean that you're not supposed to do the maintenance. Fellas, and this is just me, and maybe y'all a little different. So y'all let me know what y'all think inside of the chat. I don't feel comfortable with a woman driving a car. I'm never going to get in. Bro, it's hard for me to get into the passenger side. We going somewhere? I drive. I'm driving every time. That's just the way that it is. I'm driving. Nope. You sure you want us to take your car? Because I'm going to have to drive it. I'm driving. Mm-mm. Nope. I can't do it. I'm not built like that. I don't want to. I can't do it. I don't even see how y'all drive. Y'all sit this close to the steering wheel. This close to the steering wheel. Why are you so close to the steering wheel? Why are you here? Why are you at the steering wheel all the way up like this? How are you able to, what are you doing? You can't even turn your head to see. You can't do this to look in your blind spot. You don't look in blind spots. You just change lanes. You're depending on the technology. Got it. Okay. All the way up to here. Sit back a little bit. Pull back. Relax. Baby, all the way up there. Driving like this. I drive like this. All the way up there. Head be going all of which way because you're too close. You're too close to the steering wheel. Start stopping right when they get up to the car. Like, get on out of here, man. Get in the passenger seat. Got me scared to. When you get in the car to go by yourself, I'll just be praying. Bless them, Lord. Bless her to just be focused. Pull her seat back for her, Jesus. Bless her to get there in one piece. In Jesus' name, amen. Good God, y'all can't drive. And then they'll try to hit us with the whole. But why? But the statistics say that men get into more accidents. That's because we usually the ones that always got to drive, no matter what the situation. I almost rather drive drunk than let a woman drive me. I don't even like women Uber drivers. I see a woman Uber driver pull up, I'll be like, oh. Woman Uber driver pull up. Just start praying. Lord, keep us safe. Bless us to be able to make it to our destination. That's part of the reason why I only do black. Because women. What you looking like that for? I never said you. You feeling offended?
You said women and you don't like to.
Do you like, do you feel as though you're included in this conversation? Did I say Rita or did I say women?
You said women.
Why are you standing there with the attitude? You need to go get ready because y'all got to go to the competition and then y'all got to find out what time I'm supposed to be there. Have a nice day. Go. Go. Have a nice day. Go. Thank you. That's why I only get Uber black. Have a nice day. Don't keep peeking back out. You know why I get Uber black? You know why I get a black truck? I'm going to tell you why I get a black truck. I get a black truck because I know that women don't invest in themselves when it comes to business. So even if you're an Uber driver, it's always going to be a man. It's always going to be a man that pull up. Every time it's going to be a man that pulls up. And so I know that I'm safe because it's going to be a guy. I don't care what his ethnicity is. It'd be a black guy, be a white man, or be a some Middle Eastern man or something like that, right? Women are never going to get a, they're not going to get the Escalade. They're not going to get the Navigator. They're not going to get a Suburban. They're not going to get an Expedition. They're not going to get none of that. So you never got to worry about a woman getting in a black truck. Women drive Uber when they feel like they ain't got no other choice. It's always a woman that's down on her luck. She trying to figure it out, you know. Just got to make some money because I gotta feed myself for the day. They might have just rented the car just for the day. So they got a threshold that they got to hit, right? They got the car for the day, so they got a threshold. The rental company is charging them $150, $125, $130 a day. So that means that they got to make $250 to make $100 for themselves. Women make bad decisions in business. They just not good business leaders. They're not good leaders. That's why we just say, go ahead and stay in the kitchen, baby. Try to figure out what vegetables and what onions and which green peppers we gonna eat for the night in order to go into it for the meal. That's your task. Just stay focused. Green peppers, onions, tomatoes, focus on that. When it come to business, when it come to you focusing on things that you got to make a smarter decision for, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. Y'all just make bad decisions. Oh my God, I got to figure it out. I can drive, apply for Uber. Half the time when you get DoorDash. What up, Les? Half the time when you get DoorDash, we know that y'all sign up for it so that your boyfriend can drive. Every time, half the time I get a woman DoorDash driver, I see, oh, it's Elise. Elise is supposed to deliver your food. And I see a dreadhead getting out the car. What's up? You got an order? Elise, order for Jason? Yeah, you know, no, I'm doing for my girl. You're my girl. Come. Here you go, big dog. Here you go. It's always a dreadhead delivering my food under a name that ain't got nothing to do with a man. Yo, what's up? You got an order? Got these bananas, got this cookies. There you go. Every single time. Dreadhead. So, then they always want to call me. Yeah, it's saying the directions to come to the back door of the building. So you want me to come to the front door or the back door? Nigga, it say on the directions, back door. Or I have in the directions, bring it up. I literally have it in the directions. Bring it up. I have an extra $20 tip for you. It's in the directions on my DoorDash app. Yo, I'm downstairs. I look at my phone. Yeah, you going to bring it up? Oh, you want me to bring it up? I just tell them. I'm on my way over there. I'll come down there and pick it up. Put my $20, my extra $20 back in my pocket. Because I tip in the app. I usually tip like $20 in the app, and then I'll give another $20 when you deliver, right? Every single time. Yo, I come downstairs, Future Junior down there. Future Junior down there with my food. Sometimes, honest, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Sometimes I throw the food away. There has been these last few times that I get a dreadhead, I throw the food away. And it's not that I'm discriminating, but I can smell the smoke on my bag. I can smell trees or cigarette smoke on my bag. I'm walking back to my studio and I have my bag. It's sealed. It'll have the sticker on it and I can smell smoke on my bag. I just throw it away. Just can't do right. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying, bro. I smell the smoke on my bag from the delivery, from it sitting in your car, whether it's sitting on the front seat or you were smoking while you was in there. I could smell the smoke on my bag. I just throw it away. Didn't even know it was going to be a thing until I got my bag. I don't even eat it. I just take the L. You know what? I was supposed to be fasting today anyway. I ain't even going to trip about it.